I've been thinking about what Donna said. What do you think could go wrong if the simple project matrix classification is not done accurately? So not only do Simran and or I need to be initiating the invoices, we also need to pay regular attention to the accounts receivable situation. The QRPM, PPM recruitment projections are up to date, but there is no actual data in CTMS. What could be a possible reason? I successfully completed all the tasks around financial management during the setup-startup phase. The first patient has been enrolled, and the study is now moving into the conduct phase. You are now aware of the different tasks that you are likely to look after during this phase of a project. This should help you manage the associated financial tasks effectively. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck! Thanks, Marie. That is great feedback. Well, Simran and I have gone through the numbers again and again ourselves, but no matter how we estimate the revenue that should have been recognized and do the calculation, we cannot get the numbers to match what we see in the reports. We would really appreciate some help to understand why we see these discrepancies. Thank you for taking out some time to meet with me, Marie. We had our Stage Gate Review, SGR, Gate 3 meeting for Worldwide Pharma last week, and my line manager stated that the project had been approved with conditions. I have some follow-up finance-related work that I need to do. In particular, I need to create an action plan with the team to improve the contribution margin percentage. Thanks, Donna. That is a really useful reminder. I was wondering what other wisdoms you might have to share from studies that might have stumbled a little in their setup-startup phase. Thanks for sharing that story with me, Donna. I am pleased to say that our interface development is well underway. We have been working with the CDAT team for some months now following their initial contact with us as soon as they saw the project launch form for our Worldwide Pharma project. All should be in place in time for the FPI, which is due in a few weeks from now. I remember a case where the project leader gave the instruction prematurely, prior to the third-party vendor's database being decommissioned, and she had to make a special request to the PFM to reactivate the project code to cover all the invoices from that vendor.